I'm making a series of 7 short videos for the Open Heart Project on the 7 qualities of the Dharmic person. When we begin a meditation practice, of course, we have expectations. We have things we want from it. I want to be more peaceful. I want to feel less stress. I want to be more Zen. I want to get less upset by upsetting things. Those are totally reasonable expectations, and they may happen. But there are other consequences of a meditation practice that are perhaps less expected. And these are called the 7 qualities of the Dharmic person. And today we're going to talk about the first, passionlessness. Passionlessness doesn't mean you don't care about things or you're not a passionate person. Rather, it means that when you step into your meditation practice and then off the cushion and into your life, you're open to experiencing it as it is. This can be a hard point to drive home because we want certain things from our meditation practice. I want it to make me feel good. And also, I want to be good at it. I want to do it right. But when we let go of our agenda for our practice and simply experience it as it is, allow it to take its own shape, ride the moments that feel good, ride the moments that feel dull or bad or confusing, we come into possession of this first quality, passionlessness. When we give up trying to make our practice into something, and instead discover what it is from moment to moment, we discover the magic of passionlessness, which is, of course, quite useful, but truly exhibits its real power when we bring it off the cushion and into our lives, where, of course, we have hopes and fears and we want things to go this way and we don't want them to go that way. But because we've cultivated the capacity to experience our meditation practice from moment to moment, we see that we can also experience our life from moment to moment. And rather than being blinded by what we hope for or what we fear, we can actually see what is. We can be present. We can be awake. We see that we're alive. We can actually experience our lives from moment to moment. And that is a very big deal. The biggest obstacle I find to passionlessness is something called self-criticism. Perhaps you've heard of it. I want to get this practice right. I want it to result in this and not that. I want to be good at it. Human and understandable. However, when it comes to meditation practice, I would really like to tell you that it doesn't matter if you're good at it or not. Like, say you were the world's best follower of the breath. That would be nerdy cool, but it wouldn't really be that awesome. What would be that awesome is getting off your cushion and going into your life and being good at being yourself. So the truth is, during meditation, it's usually not that interesting. Not a lot happens. And you may think, well, I must be bad at it, or it's not working, or it's not for me. We'd like to tell you I've been doing this for more than 25 years, and that's my experience of meditation. Not much happens when I'm sitting there. However, when I look back on my life, I see that everything has changed, and I can tell you with great confidence that through the cultivation of allowing yourself to be as you are and the discovery of the first quality of the Dharmic person, passionlessness, you too will discover profound transformation through your practice. So just to reiterate, it really doesn't matter if you're good at it. It doesn't matter if you get it right. As long as you apply the technique, meaning you sit down and you try to meditate, there is no way you can do it wrong. You can't screw this up. Interestingly, there's also no way you can do it right, because somehow this practice exists outside of the bounds of right and wrong. So to close, I'll share with you a quote from a Rumi poem. Rumi, the 13th century Persian mystic and extraordinary poet, who said, "Out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there." This practice takes place in that field. So I hope this has been interesting. If you want to practice passionlessness together through meditation, please again sign up for the Open Heart Project. And I will meet you in the field that exists beyond right doing and wrong doing.